3 weeks.
Yeah, I did it a couple, I was assigned a job a couple weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
30 seconds later, I have to do it.
Okay, I understand.
Scott, can you stay at the Hammer place and if you want?
I go both, I mean, I'm just everywhere. Yeah.
I've been in there sometimes and missed you both times.
Which one?
Well, I was in the Hammer place.
Oh.
My wife loves the barbecue place. She comes in there all the time.
That's great.
Yeah, I'm on the 6 o'clock.
I take Wednesday off, usually on Wednesday I'm out, but
You guys ready?
Yeah.
Most days I'm somewhere, if I'm not going to get supplies.
Y'all ready?
Yeah. How you doing, Barbara?
I'm fine, thank you. How are y'all?
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you. It's hard to believe, isn't it? At this time, I'd like to call to order the Planning Zoning Commission meeting of January 9th, 2023, and the time is now 6:01 p.m. Would those of you who have phones with you, would you please turn the phones off or put them on vibrate? We would appreciate it. Thank you. Okay. At this time, anyone will be allowed to speak on any matter other than personnel matters or matters under litigation for length of time not to exceed 3 minutes. No council, board, discussion, or action may take place on a matter until such matter has been placed on the agenda and posted in accordance with the law. Okay. So, do we have any public comments, Ron?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Would you call the roll for the commission for the meeting? Put it on record.
Yes. Commissioner Tagg.
Present.
Commissioner Anderson. He has an excused absence.
Thank you.
Commissioner Harris.
Present.
Commissioner Ross.
Here.
Commissioner Moore.
Present.
Okay, and for staff, is Nathan going to be here?
No, he's not.
Okay, because he said he would try to zoom in.
Okay.
You want to name the others? All the names so they'll all be in the record. Nathan, what's we adding it to the record?
Oh, Nathan Dietrich is absent this evening. We have the city planner, Jared Smith. Tom Ramsey is the city attorney, Tommy Ramsey, and I am Kim Chandler, city secretary.
Thank you.
Or commission secretary.
Whatever you want to be today. Okay, are there any public comments or petitions? Thank you. Staff, are there any reports or announcements to be heard? Anybody going to do anything?
Yes, ma'am, and I'll make it brief.
Okay.
A few items that have taken place at City Council that this commission was a part of. So the text amendment that was brought forward to you last month to amend our text for open-air markets to be permitted with a conditional use permit in the city limits of Tomball and Old Town Mixed Use, as well as the commercial zoning designation, was approved by City Council. And then also a few months back, this commission did consider a request on South Persimmon to rezone from single family 20 to light industrial zoning. It was headed by the Economic Development Corporation. That rezone request was also approved by City Council. And then two requests from last month that was denied by City Council were the request to rezone from ag to a planned development on Zion Road for a gated community. You all probably recall that was denied by City Council, as well as the request to rezone from single family 6 to Old Town Mixed Use on Texas Street.
Okay, thank you. All right. Is there a motion to approve the minutes of the P&amp;Z meeting of December 12th, 2022.
I make a motion to approve the minutes.
Thank you, Commissioner Harris. Is there a second?
Second.
Thank you, Commissioner Moore. Okay. Are there any corrections to the minutes? All right, seeing none, would you please call the roll?
Yes, ma'am. Commissioner Harris.
Aye.
Commissioner Ross.
Aye.
Commissioner Moore.
Aye.
Commissioner Tagg.
Aye.
Motion carries unanimously.
Thank you. All righty, new business. Let's see here. Zoning case Z23-01, a request by John and Tracy Randall, represented by BGE Incorporated, to amend Chapter 50 zoning of the Tomball Court of Ordinances by rezoning approximately 36.82 acres of land, legally described as being portions of lots 374 through 377 and lots 379 through 383 of Tomball Outlots, from single-family residential 20, which is SF20, to single-family residential 6, which is SF6. The property is located at 21725 Husmuth Corville Road within the city of Tomball, Harris County, Texas. Staff, could we have your presentation, please?
Yes, ma'am. Good evening. My name is Jared Smith. I am the city planner for the city of Tomball. And I'll be presenting Z23-01. To begin this presentation, I wanted to share a location map. This is an aerial image of the subject property, which is cross-hatched in yellow. This property is approximately 36.82 acres, located in 21,700 and 21,800 block of Husmuth Corville Road on the west side at 21725 Husmuth Corville Road. This property has been within the city limits of Tomball since 1909. According to Harris County Appraisal District records, a single-family residential home has been located at this site since 1999. The reason for this request is that the applicants are requesting to rezone two single-family residential six in order to allow a development of a single-family subdivision with lots as small as 6,000 square feet in size. Surrounding land uses immediately north are existing single-family residences located on large lots within single-family residential 20 zoning. South is an existing self-storage facility which was rezoned to light industrial in 2013, as well as single-family residences that predate the adoption of zoning in 2008. East, on the east side of Husmuth Corville, are properties which are outside the city limits of Tomball in our extraterritorial jurisdiction, otherwise known as the ETJ, and these properties are being utilized for single-family residential purposes. West are properties within the single-family residential 20 zoning, as well as property that was recently rezoned as of last month to light industrial zoning, those being properties that front on South Persimmon Street. Here are photographs of the subject property, which is the top middle photo. And then the left-hand and right-hand photos are kind of the surrounding properties, so you can get an idea of where we are in our community. Current zoning map showing that the subject property does currently fall within a single-family residential 20, a zoning designation, and has been within this zoning classification since zoning was adopted in 2008. All properties within the immediate area fall either within this SF20 zoning district or in the light industrial zoning designation. Since the initial adoption of zoning in 2008, the Tomball Business and Technology Park has been established south of the subject property, and the properties within this business park, as well as the properties immediately adjacent to the business park, have steadily transitioned into a light industrial zoning classification, which is in accordance with our future land use plan. And as I've kind of stated, the future land use map does identify the land use category that our future land use plan is calling out for this area of Tomball. In this case, it's the business park and industrial land use category, which is a category that is intended to create opportunities for employment. According to the comprehensive plan, these This land use, or this land use category should be located along major thoroughfares to provide adequate access for vehicles, to include heavy freight vehicles. According to the comprehensive plan, land uses in this land use category should consist of offices, warehousing, light manufacturing, breweries or distilleries, equipment sales, contractor services, or corporate campuses. The comprehensive plan does recommend zoning districts of either light industrial, commercial, office, or planned developments to achieve the goals and objectives of the business park and industrial land use category. Notification map. City staff did send out notification letters to all owners of properties within 300 feet of the subject property, and to this point, we have received zero responses in favor and zero in opposition at this time. The comprehensive plan does identify the need to support and encourage the continued growth of the business park and corporate campuses in Tomball, and the desire to promote development that creates complementary relationships between differing land uses. The request to rezone the subject property to promote single-family residential land use adjacent to existing and or planned industrial uses is contrary to the objective of creating complementary relationships between differing land uses and does not promote the continued growth of the business park as encouraged in our comprehensive plan. When zoning measures were initially adopted in the United States back in 1916, one of the fundamental objectives was to separate incompatible commercial land uses from residences to prevent further encroachment of incompatible commercial uses into residential areas. This was in an effort to improve the overall quality of life for residents. The request to rezone to single family six will encourage the development of single family homes adjacent to existing and or planned industrial uses that may be incompatible or undesirable near residential uses. Taking all of that into consideration, city staff is recommending denial to you all this evening on zoning case Z23-01. Thank you.
Thank you. Will the applicant please come forward and present your case? State your name and address for the records, please.
Good evening, Madam Chair, members of the Planning and Zoning Commission. My name is Andrew Lang with BG Inc. We are located at 10777 Westheimer Road, Suite 400, Houston, Texas, 77042. So we just wanted to briefly give a presentation to you all. We appreciate staff's position and the thought process and the thought that they put into their presentation. But I think, you know, this is a situation where we just feel that there's maybe some different opportunities for the city here. And we certainly understand the desire to continue to develop and expand the business park. But just wanted to discuss some of the goals and objectives that we think we can accomplish with this project. One of the things that we wanted to pursue here was we felt like that this track was a location that would present an opportunity to provide high quality housing for and provide additional options for the residents and future residents in the city of Tomball, as well as present the possibility for folks who are moving in the city of Tomball, as I understand that y'all are growing and continuing to grow. And you know, our client feels that this presents a good opportunity for the city and for the community and the immediate area. And also, with the development of the business park, there are going to be an increasing need for housing in the immediate area. And we felt that this project was an opportunity, and this property was an opportunity to provide that in the immediate area. One of the other objectives of our project is that we are intending to submit a PID to supplement the development of the project, and we feel that this would create an opportunity to continue conversations about how we can improve and enhance the proposed zone change and the project, and how that can help interact with the business park. So that having been said, moving on to the design plan, you know, this is obviously our first pass at what we think the project could look like. And we are obviously having the understanding that there are some things that still need to be worked out with the development. We need to negotiate a secondary point of access to meet code requirements. We understand that. But primarily, you know, we're offering some pretty generous landscape buffers. There are some drainage considerations that are in place for this property, not just this property, but surrounding properties. And we feel like we've come up with a creative solution to help address those, including some of the drainage projects that the city has in place now. We have some healthy landscape buffers along Huff Smith Corville Road, and we're also proposing some open spaces within the development to help enhance the desirability of the project. Moving on to some of the sample product elevations, our client has about 10 different products that they're preparing to consider, and these again are by no means final, but just provide some samples of all the different options that are going to be available to the public and future residents just within one 50-foot product line, right? So they are all 6,000 plus square foot lots, but that having been said, there's a lot of diversity here with these products within the development. A lot of different options that'll be provided, and we feel that they're a very attractive option for the city and for residents of the city and future residents. That having been said, I'm available and happy to entertain any questions the commission might have.
I'm sorry, sir, could you repeat your name again?
Pat Duggan with History Maker Homes. I live in Houston at 412 East Fair Harbor Lane in Houston, Texas. So as Jared presented that the zoning map and everything, one thing that wasn't apparent on it is you all may be familiar with Rayburn Reserve, which is the community that Hines Development is developing or is actively developing. We had another tract of land, which would be a portion of this project, which is another 11 acres, that didn't get submitted because of some administrative issues. But that actually touches as a common property line with the Hines property. So in our deal, or our vision of it, is we're a continuation of the Rayburn Reserve. So in that area that was showing all purple, that Jared showed you as far as future zoning, a good portion of that, or a portion of it, can't say a good portion, I can't say a percentage, but it is Rayburn Reserve, and we envision that we're a continuation of that same type of product and community. So we'd just like to, and one other thing on our land plan, you can see it's a series of triangles. It's a very inefficient tract of land. So when we've looked at it with other people in the business, they find that a pretty difficult track to use because of all the triangles. It's not real efficient for commercial. So our argument is it's better suited for single family. Just wanted to add that as a point of that whole area is not purple going, light industrial going up a portion of its current single family. We'd be a continuation of that same vision. Thank you.
How many homes are going there? How many homes?
We have about 175, 174 on the land plan currently. But we think that there are some more iterations in the process we need to go through. We understand that the property where we're showing our secondary access to the business park, and that land has already been sold by the EDC. So that's one of the considerations that will probably affect the yield. But the plan that's before you today, it's about 174 lots.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Okay. The public hearing on zoning case Z23-01 is now called to order. Let the record show that the time is now 6:19. Do we have anyone signed up to speak regarding this request at this time?
Melody Willarson? Melody, are you wanting to speak or just turn this in?
I was just turning that in.
Okay.
Okay, would you read it in the...
It's four, and I'm the property north of Tracy.
Okay, so Melody just wrote in stating that she is writing in for zoning case D23-01.
She's in support or against?
She is in support.
Okay. Thank you. Is there anyone present who would like to speak regarding this issue? Would you please come up, state your name and address for the record? If you wish to come up, there's no one else at this point.
Hello. My name is Paul Ledenka, and I own the property adjacent to this land.
What's the address?
Your address,
sir?
It's
kind of hard to describe, but I probably own more than... maybe 1,500 feet. Yeah, I don't have a pointer, but that track and the two tracks to the south there, those two, that's
right.
Where I'm at.
Mm-hmm.
So I have the most significant property line adjacent to this development.
What is your address, sir?
Oh, I'm sorry. That address is 1631 South Persimmon. And, you know, I was here last month, or the month before that, and I was, protesting the sale and or the rezoning of the property just to the south of me that the Tombaugh EDC owned. And in any case, I was unsuccessful in that because they're bent on this being commercial, and so, you know, I pretty much conceded that. And as far as this particular one, you know what? I don't want to stand in the way of my neighbors doing, you know, pretty much what they want with their property. But when after you put all this in, and let's say you do, you know, eventually someday I'm going to want to sell my property, either me or my descendants. And if my property is backed up by 25 or 30 people that have these little cracker box houses back there, and then I want to do something commercial that, you know, that the future land use map shows it is commercial, then I have to go up against all these people, and I'm not... Anyway, I think this is not a good mix. And from my... you know, visit with city council last month or the month before, you know, I thought Tombaugh was interested in upgrading, you know, their inventory of homes, you know, and I don't see how you can compare one of these homes to what's going on north up in the other area. I mean, I know this land is going to be developed out here, and there's either going to be homes or businesses, because all the homes out there, except for mine, they're old, and people are selling their land, and they're going to get the most money they can for it. And I'm fine. I mean, you know what? I'm going to be okay with whatever happens. But when the day comes that I want to do something with my land, if I get prohibited by all these people that have their backyards backing up to me, that's not right. And so you either go with your future land use map, or you just throw it out the window and say, just bring me what you got. And so I'm not going to propose that you do go one way or the other, but I agree with Jared here. I don't think it's a good mix. I mean, if you've got a future land use map showing commercial development happening someday.
Thank you, Mr. Maldinko. Appreciate it. Okay. Is there anyone else present who would like to speak? Seeing none. There are no additional comments. Public hearing is now closed, and the time is now 6:24 p.m. May I have a motion to approve zoning case Z23-017? Wait, 01, sorry. Wrong thing.
Motion to approve.
I'll second.
Thank you, Commissioner Moore. Thank you, Commissioner Harris. Okay, is there any questions or discussion for now? Seeing none. Okay, would you please call the roll?
Yes, ma'am. Commissioner Harris?
Nay.
Commissioner Ross?
Nay.
Commissioner Moore?
Nay.
Commissioner Tagg?
Nay.
Motion fails unanimously.
Thank you. Okay, is there a motion to adjourn since we are now done with business for this meeting?
Motion to adjourn.
Thank you, Commissioner Moore. Is there a second?
I second.
Thank you, Commissioner Harris. Would you please call the roll?
Yes, ma'am. Commissioner Harris?
Aye.
Commissioner Ross?
Aye.
Commissioner Moore?
Aye.
Commissioner Tagg?
Aye.
Motion to adjourn carries unanimously.
All right. The meeting is now adjourned and the time is 6:26 p.m.
There we go.
Good job, Jared. Always good to do it.
Always a good job, Jared.
Tough time you can do.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. I know.
Make sure you have the ways, remembering your mom.
Oh, yes.